other partner and guests. Yeah.
Not Game of Thrones again. What are we discussing today? Or this episode?
It's okay.
What are we talking about?
We are going to be talking about the movie Moana.
No. It's Suicide Squad.
Oh, wait. Suicide Squad.
You're fired. No. It's Suicide Squad. We're going to do Moana next time, but I need to watch it because I don't remember anything about that movie. Angelique is 8. She watched Suicide Squad, which I don't think it's appropriate. How did you watch it?
With my Aunt Jasmine.
What did your mom say?
She said that was okay.
Oh, okay, then I guess it's okay. We're kind of late behind the game. Suicide Squad came out last year, but we're recapping it because it's my 8-year-old niece and she watches Suicide Squad. Tell me about Suicide Squad. What are your thoughts?
It's a very... Sorry, I'm eating crackers.
She's eating crackers. I told her not to be eating. She said she could stuff it in her big cheek. And she cannot. Okay, well, while Angelique finishes her crackers, peanut butter and jelly crackers, I have to say that Suicide Squad is a DC movie. In our previous Wonder Woman review, I said that I don't like DC movies. They're really bad. With Suicide Squad, I was very excited when it was announced. I anticipated this movie for literally a year prior, 2015. If I'm not mistaken, whenever they would post behind the scenes production of how it was going, I would look at the photos, read the articles. I was excited when that Joker came out and Harley Quinn, that they were kind of hot topic, Joker and Harley Quinn. Everybody hated it. I did not know how to feel about it, but I liked it in a way because I thought it was a new take on it. They were flashy. They were younger, and they were just a different take, and I was open to that, and I kind of thought, I was open to Jared Leto being the Joker, and of course, Harley Quinn. I think Margot Robbie is the perfect casting for it. A year later, the movie came out, and I do not like it at all. I think it was horrible. We were all rooting for the movie. Insert Tyra Banks' gif. We were all rooting for you because I don't know what went wrong. Angelique, what do you think of Suicide Squad?
I think it's the best action movie I ever watched.
You need to speak louder.
I think it's the best action movie I've ever watched.
Why is that? But what do you think of the characters?
Well, for Harley, I just, have a question for her, but that's going to be later
About her.
About her, but that's going to be later on, and then we would be all over the place this time.
Okay, let's start from the beginning. This is a spoiler review. I'm sure everybody has seen it at this point. If you haven't, you need to watch it. I mean, it's entertaining. It keeps your attention. I wasn't bored and looking at my watch, as they say, hoping this thing would be over already. I went to see it at the movie theater. I couldn't wait, as I mentioned, opening weekend. And I was excited about it. I kept my attention, but the movie I think it's a mess. I mean, what's with all the... Yeah, I mean, my criticisms of it are the same as most people on the internet and, I don't know, most people I've met. That it's just the... It's... I don't know, why is there so many... It's like a music video, and... I don't know. What do you think?
I think that it's a really good movie, but at the same time, the title Suicide Squad doesn't really go with the whole movie planning, because the movie is actually about them trying to be heroes, stopping this other villain that is... mostly in real life, without those villains, would be unstoppable.
So you don't think the movie fits the title? I mean, but they're Suicide Squad. I mean, I think it kind of fits.
Well, Suicide Squad, it sounds like they're going to be killing a lot of things, which they did, but monsters, not really people. So it doesn't really fit. But at the same time, I really liked the movie. And I really liked the picture for the movie title, like with all those skulls. It was pretty amazing.
Yeah, their marketing was really good. And that trailer with the Bohemian Rhapsody, I think, it was really good. It made the movie look to be amazing, but it wasn't. For me, the problem stemmed that from the get-go was just sequences. I don't know. Like, a song starts, ends, and then another one, and then another one. And it's just all over the place. And the action, and the story also was kind of weak. I thought the villain, Cara Delevingne, she played the witch. What was her name? Do you remember? Enchantress. I think Cara Delevingne is a really bad actress. She's going to come out in Valerian, the City of a Thousand Planets. And I'm excited and I'm going to go see that movie. But she's just awful. I think they need to stop making her happen. What do you think? Who was the worst actor for you, Angelique?
Do you look at that or no?
Well, for me, the worst actor wasn't the person that was playing Enchantress. The person that was playing Enchantress was pretty good with all that, even though it kind of was like she was doing a weird dance with her arms.
She was gyrating.
Yeah, she was gyrating.
It was comical.
Yeah, it was, but at the same time, it kind of looked like she was doing a weird arm dance. But I liked how she did it. Like, she actually looked like, oh, as she got closer to you, she would do it and she would whisper, like, a creepy thing behind you, which I thought would be pretty cool. And pretty, well, I don't really have a good word for it, but I thought it was pretty good for a name to fit Enchantress, because she was kind of acting like a creepy Enchantress. But for me, the worst character there would actually have to be...
Yeah, who was the worst character?
Well, it would have to be, like, Joker or, like...
The Joker? Yeah, he was... Why was he in the movie? I feel like they gave the best parts of the movie in the trailer, now that I think about it, and it feels like everything was out of place, like the story itself. I don't know. What do you think? Why was the Joker the worst character for you?
Because he didn't really act like a Joker. Joker is like a troll. And
how do you know? Have you seen the Joker? Have you seen Batman movies or cartoons?
Well, Joker for me would probably be like a troll. He would trick you. I mean, he's called the Joker. Joke. It's in his name, Joker.
And why do you think that Jared Leto's Joker was not a troll?
Because he was all like kind of teeny bit over the top when he was saying, "I'm going to hurt you really bad." Like
He was very cheesy.
Yeah, to me, he was a teeny bit cheesy with his acting, but if he kind of lowered it and just said, like, in a deep, scary voice without all those movements, like, around her head.
He moved his hands too much?
Well, in that little scene, kind of. He couldn't have just, like, and then...
Honka, honka. He says that in a scene. Didn't you? We need to watch it again. It's what the hell?
What?
You don't pay attention? It's one of your favorite movies. How do you not see that?
I don't remember.
And who was... What do you think? What did you think of his tattoos? Because everybody complained about the tattoos. I think they were a little too much, but I was willing to overlook them.
I thought the tattoos were perfect. I mean, like, Joker, he's like a crazy maniac. It would make... He would have to have... crazy tattoos to match his look.
It's a reverse psychology kind of. If he tattoos on his head, what does he have tattooed on his forehead?
demented or something like that. What does he have tattooed on his head? I forgot. Well, it's like demented or crazy. So if you think about it, if he tattoos that on his head, then people might, like, people, some people could think, no, this guy's just tattooing that all just to intimidate people, but inside he really is crazy. Maybe that's not reverse psychology, I'm not sure.
Well, I think he's actually, like, warning you, keep away, I'm going to kill you, I'm crazy. Telling you that he's literally going to kill you. He has his own airplane, for God's sake. And I have a question for his henchmen.
His henchmen? What?
I love the panda.
Oh, yeah. I like that scene. I don't know. I wanted to like... I'm not a big fan of the Nolan ones. I thought they were long and boring, even though they're really good, apparently. I've seen them, but I don't know. I don't watch them again. But I was willing to give this one a try, a shot. It did not work. Who was your favorite?
My favorite? Wait, like, what do you mean my
favorite? Your favorite character.
Because I have a few favorites.
Okay, who are your favorites?
Well, I would have to say Panda Man with the gun.
A main character. Why do you like that one with a gun?
Because I thought it was, like, hilarious. A panda. A poor little panda having a gun to kill people. I mean.
Okay, what other characters were your favorite that actually had lines in the movie?
I would have to say Harley.
Harley Quinn. Why?
Because she's... Even in the movie, even in the movie,
we're getting comfortable.
Even in the movie, they say that she's even crazier than Joker, which is kind of true because Joker is a teeny bit a runner because Joker ran away while Harley couldn't swim. Even though he heard her say, I couldn't swim, and he ran.
He forced her to jump in there.
He did?
Yes.
Well, yeah, of course. They went in a car. She couldn't stop him.
Okay, never mind. It was another scene.
I think you're thinking of the wrong scene, and...
I am, the chemical scene.
Oh, the chemical scene. Well, yeah.
What did you think of Batman?
I thought Batman was, like, the perfect Batman. I mean, he had the deep voice. He had the perfect costume. You couldn't really see his eyes, like, in the actual Batman, where you can't really see his eyes, which I thought was pretty cool. The mask was perfect. Everything for me, like, had to be perfect with the actual character of how it was made.
I thought it was better than the Batman v Superman one. I think that Batman was better in Suicide Squad. That car chase, I think it could have been longer. It would have been a lot more fun. What did you think of the other characters? Let's talk about... Wait, you watch Harley Quinn, the cartoon, don't you?
Which cartoon?
The Batman with Harley Quinn and the Joker? Or no?
I'm not really sure what you're talking about.
Cartoon Network?
I don't think so.
Never mind. Disregard. And the other characters, let's talk about the Enchantress. I think she was the worst part. Angelica is offended.
I am very offended. Enchantress, like, was the main problem. I mean, with the whole portal in the sky, that was amazing. And with her brother looking like a beast, it was just unbelievable to me. And I can't even believe that you say the Enchantress was the worst part, because she was almost like in the middle of the best and the worst, because she was the problem. She turned into two different things, the actual Enchantress and the mix of the girl controlling Enchantress and Enchantress with the whole costume and everything. That's just completely new. Okay, I'm done.
Oh, okay. Okay, well, I didn't like her. But I like your point, I guess. You make good points. Let's talk about Killer Croc. I thought he was stereotypical, liking BET, African-American stuff. What do you think about Killer Croc? Did he die? I don't remember.
Killer Croc, he didn't die in the movie. But I do know Killer Croc, and he was in, like, the movie. I mean, not the movie. The game with Batman, because I had that game with my dad, and I would play with him. And one part in the game, one of the parts is when you fight Killer Croc. And
what game is that, on the PS4? Or I don't know.
Yeah, on the PS4. It's still there at the house. If I wanted to play it over and over again, I know what to do, and I know how to fight.
Oh, okay. Well, who else?
I know most of the controls.
Okay, this is not a video game review. Let's talk about the other the Mexican American in the movie. The guy that turns into a devil. What's his name? The tattooed guy. Diablo. He's Mexican American. He turns into an Aztec devil at the end, or a Mayan devil, and he fights the Enchantress's brother, remember?
He's not a devil.
Okay, but that's his name or not?
He's not a devil or a demon. He even said in the movie, I'm giving you clues, Laura, he even said that either the demon in the underworld cursed him to have these demonic powers.
He said that? I don't remember.
Well, not demonic, but these fire powers. And even in the movie, they have to keep them in water, because you saw what could happen if you let them free.
Yeah, there were a couple of racist jokes in the movie. Like the taco one. I don't know. What do you think as a Mexican-American? Are you offended that all of us are portrayed as cholos? Do you know what a cholo is?
No. I don't know.
Like, the way Diablo was dressed and spoke, and his wife. Like, I don't think I've seen a Mexican-American with, like, Sharpie eyebrows in, like, since I was, like, 10. I think they need to stop
eating the stereotype for every minority. What do you think?
I mean, I don't think it was, like, that much. I mean, what he was wearing was fine. Like, any other guy could wear that if...
I'll show you pictures of homies.
If they wanted to. And sharp eyebrows?
Like, his wife had very thin eyebrows. They were just stereotypical, kind of from the hood. But yeah. Anyway. I was sad that he died. I thought it was so freaking lame. Like, out of all the other characters that they could have killed, they killed the interesting guy. They could have killed Killer Croc, I wouldn't care. But Diablo was actually a good character.
To me, like, they could have killed, his name?
Boomerang.
No, not Boomerang. Boomerang was, like, the funniest one for me.
Deadshot.
Deadshot, he had a daughter. I don't think the daughter would want to, like... No, not those two. I would probably want to... No, none of the guys. I'm thinking... I would rather... From him, I would actually kill one of the good people.
Who are the good people?
No, like, the good character in the movie. It was, Then
what does she look like, or he?
She had a katana. Katana!
She was cool. I mean, I like the concept. I like that she can trap her lovers in her katana. And I like the concept, but again, she's underused. And they don't develop the characters. That was my problem with the movie.
Well, to me, katana wasn't really used at all, only to, like, fight, like, a few, like, five monsters, but that's really all. And she could have passed her sword to another girl that could use it like she could. That was... I guess like a ninja, like she was a girl that was full of bravery. That would have been interesting in the movie, but oh no, they killed the interesting guy.
That is true. I like the concept of Suicide Squad. I like the fact that if they run away, they get there's something in. I think it's inside of their brain. That is placed in there, or that detonates and they explode?
No, it
wasn't. Oh, on their neck. And I like that concept. What did you think of... I don't know. What else do you think about the movie? I thought it was kind of all over the place. I think if they had a more coherent story structure, it would have been better. What are you hoping to see for the second one?
I'm hoping for a longer movie. That was the actual Suicide movie is a teeny bit short. So I'm hoping for Suicide Squad 2, a longer movie, and some more interesting villains like him.
The Joker?
Not like the Joker, I don't know why, but I call him the fire guy.
Diablo?
Yeah.
He was not a villain.
Diablo. But even though he wasn't really a villain, he was a little sweet, but I hope there would be villains that they put in there that wouldn't really just kill for nothing.
I thought that at the end of the day, or at the end of the movie, they should have killed Enchantress. She should have died. I think it's a cop-out that she survived.
They did.
Well, the girl that played Enchantress, I think she should have died.
You mean the actual lady that
yes.
found... I wouldn't, like...
If Diablo died, why not her?
I don't want her...
Because she's not a minority?
Because if they actually killed her, that would be interesting. But at the same time, I would kind of feel bad because... She was Enchantress. It wasn't her fault that she went into the wrong cave.
It's her fault that she opened that artifact. Ugh, my messaging. Ignore it. Sorry.
What were you saying?
I forgot. Oh, it's her fault that she opened the artifact. She found it, but then she opened it, and that's when the spirit went into her.
Well, yeah, but it wasn't her fault that she, I mean, if I was her, I would have opened it. I mean, everyone, once they see that, they're always full of curiosity once they see something like that.
I would have,
because someone...
Because your frontal lobes have not developed fully.
Someone like me would probably open that, because... I guess she was probably filled with curiosity I think they said that she was a scientist.
An archaeologist? Right? Yeah.
An archaeologist. So anyone like that would probably be full of curiosity and want to know what's in there or here. So it wasn't really her fault that she was just full of curiosity. But at the same time, I'm not trying to back her up here.
Okay, that is true. Make excuses for her, you're saying.
Yeah, but at the same time, I'm not trying to, like, back her up here. It wasn't her fault. But really, it wasn't. I mean, someone like her would probably be full of curiosity and wouldn't know what's in there and want to know.
Well, yeah, that is a good point. What else can I... I don't know what else to think about the movie or say.
I have one.
One.
I mean, I've been trying to think.
You need to speak up.
I've been trying to think of how she dodged the bullet at almost the end of the movie. How did she dodge the bullet until, like...
Who? The Enchantress?
How Harley dodged the bullet that Deadshot... Deadshot...
he purposely missed.
No, like, not on purpose. Like, he literally tried to aim at her, and then...
Well, he aimed at her, but he didn't... He
he purposely didn't shoot her. He would have killed her. I like that part. I thought that part was cool where she's hanging from that string, the helicopter. But again, that scene seemed misplaced.
At the same time, I thought it also was misplaced, but, like, you could just do it, like, a little farther to know that, like, where did Joker buy the tuxedo?
Was he wearing the tuxedo or no?
He was wearing the tuxedo and all ready for Harley. And then, she came and she asked, "Oh, you're all fancy." And then I thought, how did she dodge the bullet? And then I thought of science, of how fast could the bullet go?
Oh, what did you conclude?
She could have dodged it because it looked like she tilted her head back a little soon. And then I guess he did try to shoot her and it went in front of her instead of going into her head.
What else? She's making the weirdest face.
What else do you think about? So what else? She wanted to make this review or... Yeah, episode about Suicide Squad. What else do you like about the movie, or what else did you want to share?
I wanted to share one thing, or two, or three, about it. And I wanted to talk about a few things. Sorry, something just... The first thing I wanted to talk about was that why would Harley, like, dye her hair in the first place?
Because she, remember when she jumped into that chemical pond? It dissolved her clothes, so that's how her hair was chemically changed, I guess? She didn't purposely dye it that way. That's what I think. But, I mean, it's kind of symmetrical for the colors.
Well, that is true.
What did you think of Joker's car? I thought it was pretty cool.
I thought it was amazing. I mean...
I love the color.
I would... what was the color? Red?
Purple.
Purple would make sense because Joker is, like, in most of the shows and movies, Joker's... jacket that he wears is purple.
So you do watch the shows?
No, like, I've seen pictures of Joker. Oh. And I have seen...
Never mind.
I have seen one movie where Joker looks just absolutely horrible. His hair is all messy, curly. I didn't like it. I mean, it would make sense in Suicide Squad with his hair all nice and fancy. for Harley Quinn, because in that movie... There was a Harley Quinn, but at the same time, that's not the movie we're talking about.
Okay. Any more thoughts on Suicide Squad?
Yes.
What?
Yes.
Okay.
I just wanted to say, then Suicide Squad 2, there was going to be a character.
There is?
There is going to be a character.
How do you know about this? Is this a primary source?
Not primary source.
Jasmine doesn't know anything.
She looked it up! She looked it up! She looked it up! That there would be...
Jasmine. Who is Jasmine? We need to be nice because she'll listen to this.
Your sister?
She's my sister and your aunt.
Yeah, your sister and my aunt.
Okay, what did Jasmine say?
She said that there was going to be a few characters, and one just stands out to me, but at the same time, I think I forgot his name.
You are a terrible... info provider.
But I do have a lot of info ready for people to know. But I can't tell you, or I would probably spoil the characters. And I bet you want to see Suicide Squad 2 if you're like me, because I love the first movie. And at the same time, that movie is going to come in 2019, which is...
Are you sure? I haven't read this anywhere.
Probably because of all the editing.
These are alternative facts.
Because of all the editing and of how many things they had to do. Like, if... I just bet you one of the villains are going to jump from the top of a building.
Okay, what would you rate the movie?
The movie we're talking about right now?
Yes!
Or Suicide Squad 2.
Wait, what are you talking about? What movie?
I'm talking about
Suicide Squad. I thought you were talking about Suicide Squad this entire time.
Yeah.
Okay. How? What would you rate Suicide Squad?
I would rate it...
A 10? You're not a very good judgment.
I have a very good judgment. My second number would have to be an 8, thanks to Joker. But my first number would have to be a 10, thanks to Harley giving me a little bit of that science minding of how a bullet can go from speed, because maybe it missed and it went down because it didn't have enough time, or it was too long to go.
Physics.
Yeah, physics.
Okay, I would give it a 4.
What the heck?
A 4! Because it was awful.
I despise you now.
You're so mean. You're not invited to this podcast.
No!
Okay.
Invite me!
Don't yell.
I'm your partner!
Okay, enough. Chill. Okay, so... That is a review for Suicide Squad, kind of review. Would you recommend it to another 8-year-old?
I'm the only 8-year-old that will be on this app. And if there's another 8-year-old in the world on this app, I will.
What app? on the podcast?
Yes.
I'm going to invite your other cousins.
I don't think any of them are 8.
Are what?
I don't think any of them are 8.
Okay, fine. Okay, so with that, we're going to go ahead and...
If I find you another child on this podcast, I will find you. And I will kill you. Now, that was a pun from a show. Thank you, everyone, for hearing this podcast. And good a bed.
I don't know what she's... Dude, you need a break. Okay, oh my gosh. Okay, well, see you guys later. Bye.
Bye.
I'm gonna have to cut that out.
What?